You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are lucky enough to be speaking with Nadia Reid. She recently released her second album, Preservation, and she will be starting a tour around New Zealand at the end of this month. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
How are you?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm good too. Yeah, it's good to be up in Auckland again.
Oh, so you are up in Auckland?
Yeah, I just landed last night. I'm just up for a few days of rehearsals with the band.
Fantastic. How are you feeling after the release of your album?
Good, yeah. I'm really happy to have it out. It's this kind of really nice feeling of sort of not having to hold on to an album. You know, it's kind of out. It's like done. My job is done, you know. And so, yeah, the response has been amazing. I couldn't ask for anything more, really.
I wanted to ask you, where did you begin writing the album Preservation? Where were you?
A lot of the songs were written, and because it's kind of written over a time period of about 2 years, and a lot of the songs were written in Wellington, and a few of them in Dunedin, probably between those two, No, North Island. Oh, no, Wellington's in the North Island, yep.
did that change of location kind of have an effect on how you approached your writing?
I mean, I'm always really kind of influenced by, place. So moving around lots, which I seem to do, helps, I guess, yeah, helps the writing for sure. Yeah.
And how long after the writing process did you start recording for the album?
Well, we recorded it in March last year, so most of, you know, we went into the studio with kind of 9 of the songs, and then the one song, which is Preservation, was sort of finished in the studio, which was a really nice thing because it was super fresh. And there's a lot of kind of feeling, you know, when something's kind of new to you and freshly written, there's a kind of something there, you know.
Do you ever get nervous recording your pieces? Like, what's it like, you know, when you've written something and then you're going in to actually, like, just play it out continuously until you get it right?
Yeah, I work with Ben Edwards on both my records, and you know, he is someone that I feel extremely comfortable with, and he is very good at making people feel comfortable. So
cool.
I work with Ben and the band, Joe, Richie and Sam, who I also know very well. So I think it's really important that, you know, you're in an environment with trusted people that know you, and so you know that you can completely be yourself.
Yeah.
And then that becomes easy when that's the case. But yeah, there's always a level of, I remember vividly with both records, you know, leading up to the recording time, of like kind of being like, oh no, maybe I can't, maybe I just have to call it off, you know. It's kind of like this kind of doubt that creeps in all the time, but you know, that's you don't want that to go away. I think people need that because it keeps you grounded.
I suppose, does it always kind of allow you to challenge yourself as well?
Yeah, you have to kind of, I guess for me it was just pushing through that uncertainty and that doubt, and just doing it and then loving it and then being really proud of what we had done. So yeah, if it's easy or you're like super confident about it, it's just it's like kind of game, you know, what's the point?
Cocky kind of.
Yeah.
Now, do you craft your songs to kind of revolve around the sound of your guitar and voice? Because those are like the predominant kind of, I suppose, feature of your music.
I don't really know. I just sort of, I mean, I play guitar and it's the only instrument I play, and I just, yeah, I write songs on the guitar, and it just kind of happens. I don't tend to think too much about the crafting of it or how it's going to sound. It's just more like the guitar is my way of writing songs.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And what does this album mean to you?
It's basically just me over 2 years, you know. Like, it's like a snapshot of who I was and what happened and how I felt about things and over, you know, 2014, 15, 16, and that's basically it, you know. And just the same way that album, you know, my first record was me during this another time period. So to me, that's what it is. Yeah, it's like capturing a certain feelings and experiences and turning it into something that will last for a while. And yeah, and in saying that, you know, that often means that, you know, you move on quickly from the record and you just want to keep making new ones.
Did a lot happen over that time period that meant that you could write about heaps of different things or experiences?
Yeah, I mean, nothing more than the first record, just, you know, general life, changes of cities and just being a human and growing and observing. That's, yeah, nothing too massive.
But still kind of really just meaningful, I suppose. That's kind of the best bit, is that it might not be like something major, but it's meaningful.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know.
And where do you want to be heading next, or are you kind of just soaking up the feeling of having released this album?
Well, we're rehearsing this week for the tour, and then it starts end of March and goes up the country, and then Sam Taylor and I are off to Australia.
Fantastic.
And then back to Europe in July.
Wow, you're going to go to Europe?
Yeah, yep.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's good. It's good over there.
Well, thank you so much, Nadia, for speaking with us this morning, and congratulations on releasing your album, Preservation. It's really beautiful, and I hope that you are stoked with it.
Thank you.
And enjoy your tour around New Zealand and Australia and also Europe, and yeah, looking forward to all the other things that you'll be making in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.